the governor of the state of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson.
Let me tell you, this is about the first ladies today, and the mansion has never been so beautiful, as with all the wonderful ladies that are here today that adorn it and that make this occasion very special. They personalize the office of the governor, humanize the governor himself, and make history come alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to introduce Mrs. Barbara Pryor. Mrs. Pryor served as the First Lady of Arkansas from 1975 to 1979.
My gown of emerald green chiffon is still the most beautiful dress I ever had. And it made me believe that I was so glamorous as Joan Crawford or Ginger Rogers. Yes, a movie star.
Arkansas's First Lady from 1981 to 1983, Mrs. Gay White.
I'm pretty sure I was the most surprised person on Arkansas when my husband became governor. He was a businessman. He had never even run for dog catcher. And I did have a few ideas. I knew that I wanted my dress to be white. Now, not because my last name is White, but because my husband always liked me to wear white. He just thought I looked pretty in it. I knew that I wanted it to be representative of my beloved state, and, you know, we are the natural state. Of course, we're also home of the Razorbacks, but I nixed that idea really, really quickly.
Join me in welcoming Mrs. Betty Tucker, Arkansas's First Lady from 1992 to 1996.
I, like Gay, became First Lady rather quickly and unexpectedly when Bill Clinton was elected president. I immediately began looking for a dress, and I found one that I absolutely loved, but it was not an inaugural dress. So when our second inauguration rolled around, I was very, very clear about what I wanted. I wanted a Helen Benton dress. Helen was living in Helena at the time with her husband, Bill.
Mrs. Janet Huckabee.
And is Helen still here? Where? Stand up, Helen Benton. Right there. I want to just pay tribute to my mother, who had five kids in 7 years, and we used to do the hand-me-down thing. Every fall, she'd start getting us ready for school to say these words. I will never forget them. She says, "Janet, I hated it. I hated to go through that process of trying on dresses." And she would say, "You're just like trying socks on a rooster." And I know that Helen Benton thought the same thing, because every time she would try to fit me in that dress, I would just tighten it up and let's go. Unlike Gay White, I said Razorback Red, of course. My dress was a beautiful fabric, and I had to practically starve myself to death. And she said, "What are you doing?" Every time she'd come,
please
hit,
allow
she'd
me
take
to introduce
up.
Said, Mrs. Ginger BB. Mrs. BB was the First Lady of Arkansas from 2007.
And a week later, I broke my foot, and I had worn shoes, heels. Evening, my foot was pretty swollen. So my assistant at the time went out and got a pair of tennis shoes. So that's what I was going to wear under my gown. And if I was here, I always tried to greet them and ask them where else they had toured. And always I recommended to them that they go to the Old State House Museum. People would say, "Oh, I've been there and I saw your tennis shoes." So maybe that's what I'm known for, my tennis shoes that are in there.
Please join me in welcoming to our stage our current First Lady of the great state of Arkansas, Mrs. Susan Hutchinson.
I think I like it pretty good. It's kind of unscripted, but I'm having fun with it, and I am, and it's a great blessing, and I do thank you, whether you voted for us or not. I do thank you. First Lady, it's unique to any office that your spouse might be elected to, is that with the governorship, the spouse is immediately given prestige and honor and deference and a wonderful home. The black velvet, the antique lace overlay, the idea of the mink for the shoulder, And I just sat there and cried, wishing my mother could be there with me at that moment and see what the talented Helen Benton was about to design for me. I felt like Princess Di.